Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to do the Matthew Reverend Show on the birth of your son, Jesus. Thank you so much for bringing Jesus to this world. Thank you so much for fulfilling prophecy. Thank you so much for bringing him so that he can show an example and die on the cross for our sins. Amen. Let's dance. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, this is the Matthew Reverend Show. Yes, I'm Matthew Reverend. Yes, I'm going to continue to state a betterment and a positive force for good. Are you? Of course you are. You're watching on Christmas Day. Let's continue to dance. Moving my arms, waving my arms, fancy karate chops. If you're watching the Matthew Reverend Show, I'm live on Facebook. I'll be, you know, editing it mildly and putting it on other social media platforms. But right now I'm live on Facebook and you're with me now. Dance for Jesus. He was born today. Oh, yeah. Looking fly, red crushed velvet blazer. That's what I'm talking about. You got to wear your best for Jesus. Why? Because he did his best for you. Amen. Goodness gracious. God bless you. God bless America. Let's start the Christmas show. Jesus is the reason for the season. I know we've heard this many times, but I don't think we have seared it into our psyche. I don't think we've pressed it onto our hearts enough to where we understand the reason for the season. Now, being an average American, I do suffer from mild gluttony this time of year. I do suffer from a lack of charity, an extreme amount of selfishness. It's called being an American. It's called celebrating Christmas in America. It's not right. It's not the way it should be. The reason for the season is Jesus. It was a fulfillment of prophecy. It was a fulfillment of everything that he planned and is continually planning. He loved us so much that he gave his only son to be born in a manger, in a humble situation where it was a virgin birth. His mother Mary, his father Joseph. I'm touched. I'm thankful. I'm humbled to have a strong family that preaches this. To have a beautiful church that imbues this into our understanding of the reason for the season. Now, Santa Claus is great. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Santa, but he's not the reason for the season. He was made by, I guess you could say, like Coca-Cola and marketing campaign to sell products, to sell things that can burn up in a fire, to sell material items such as this red velvet blazer. But culturally, Santa Claus is great because it brings, you know, a sense of love and jovialness and kindness and it's fun. It's fun. But those aren't the reasons for the season. The reason for the season is Jesus. So when you're faced with the materialism, when you're faced with the gluttony, when you're faced with the self-worship, you need to understand and point your mind and your heart towards little baby Jesus in the manger and what he did for you and what he did for all of us. And it's so powerful. It's so amazing. And I don't want you to lose Jesus in this season. I don't want you to be distracted by other things that don't matter. I want you to really hold heart and hold on strong to that Jesus is the best ever. And Jesus is the most important thing ever, because it was like I said, a fulfillment of prophecy. It was an example of perfection and the way he lived his life and what he did on the cross. And so this today is Jesus's birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Merry Christmas to you. Happy birthday, baby Jesus. Merry Christmas to you. You like that? I just made that up just now. On the fly, Matthew Reverend Show, live, real, and raw. You never know. No, but really. So, yes, I look festive. Yes, I look like I'm going to celebrate Christmas, because I'm going to celebrate Christmas, and I want you to as well. Go to church. Go to church today. Find a church to go today. Well, Matt, my local church isn't having church. My church is. I know seven others that are. I know that several others are here in the city. Wherever you are, I know there's a church that's open today on Sunday. Matt, I've had a lot of it. I've had a bit too much. You talk about a lot of it. Now, I can't never have me too much Jesus. I can't ever have too much worship of the King, but I can have too much worship of the Christmasness of the season. I wore a Christmas tie, I think 6 days in a row that work. yes, I have that many Christmas ties. And it was a blend of being festive and bringing joy into the office. But it was also a little bit of politics with the boss. Matt, that's too honest. Hey, live, real, and raw. No, you really. So I wanted to be festive. I wanted to be friendly. I wanted to be jovial and bold And a Christmas tie can definitely do those things. And there's nothing wrong with wearing a Christmas tie with Santa Claus and the elves on it. No. A little frosty, celebrating ho-ho-ho-ness. No, nothing's wrong with that. It's just that I want people to understand that is extra. That is sprinkles on the frosting. And it's not even the, and Jesus isn't even the frosting. Jesus is like the eggs and the flour and the actual cake. he's the actual reason that we're celebrating this season. Something that I was thinking about and meditating on and got me kind of verklempt was just how Jesus died on the cross, okay? He did that for all of us, and he thought of you, and he thought of me, and he thought of all of us individually when he was dying on the cross. Jesus would have came to this earth and died on the cross specifically for you. The same exact situation goes for him being born. Jesus would have been born only for you. It's a little early in the morning, and I didn't mean to get so emotional so quick. But when you think about it, it's like, so if he were to die on the cross and think of you only, well, of course, he was born to die. He was born for you. He was born for me. And it's so beautiful, and it's so wonderful. And I'm so humbled by that weight of the power of Christ, how he planned the cosmos for me. He planned the cosmos for you. He planned the cosmos for us to celebrate him, to worship him, to worship his son, to worship his child, to celebrate and to share with each other, and to build charity and joy and hope. That's what this season's about. Charity, joy, and hope. It's about knowing that we don't have to wallow in this materialism, wallow in the gluttony, wallow in the selfishness. We don't have to do any of that. We can be with Jesus. We can be with each other with Jesus. And I'm so thankful for it. And I'm so thankful to be alive. And I'm so thankful for Christmas and my family and my church and all those things that are great. But really, like when you read the Gospels, when you read the birth of Jesus Christ, it really brings things in perspective that he would have been born just for me. He would have been born just for you. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm so thankful for you being here. I'm so thankful for you watching. So thankful for you listening. Let's continue the show. God bless. Our specialty.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Yes, I gifted my family some tea balls. Tea balls are little cages that are balls that you put loose leaf tea in, and you drink this wonderful, beautiful tea that I'm drinking today. It's called Lady Earl Grey. I love Earl Grey. I love strong black teas. This one's a little bit more subtle. It's a little bit more softer. It can be served ice. I am drinking it hot right now. But our special tea.shop has this wonderful Lady Earl Grey tea, a traditional mix of classic black tea, bergamot, marigold petals, mallow blossoms, and lavender. It's wonderful. It's refreshing, yet it sits on the tongue letting you know it's a black tea. Our special tea.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Yes, they've got great customer service. Yes, they respond in emails. Yes, they have a beautiful website, which I'm on right now. Our special tea.shop has some of the best tea in the world. Merry Christmas, everybody. Our special tea.shop. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you sell it, when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Now, really, you got to celebrate life. It's Christmas. That's fantastic. I love me some Christmas. So it's Christmas Day, National 25th. Any time of year that it's National 25th, December. Come on, Matt. It's early in the morning. I need more of this tea. No, that is good tea. Our special tea.shop. Christmas Day, December 25th. Anytime December 25th happens, it's Christmas. It doesn't matter if it's a Tuesday or today, Sunday. It is the year of our Lord, 2022. Soon, not so much anymore. But that said, it's Christmas. It's the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, get together with family. Read the Bible. Read about how he was born and why he was born and what you can do through the love that he gave you. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. I guess we're going to say this, Noel Day. It's Noel Day. Yes, Noel, but it has nothing to do with that. This is actually a pun. It's a silly situation. Noel Day literally means try to use words with no L in them. They also call it Alphabet Day. Alphabet. it was started a little bit ago. It's kind of silly. It's a fun word game you can play with your family today on Christmas. Alphabet Day or Noel Day brings a pun to Christmas Day. The play on words is a pun on the word Noel, which is especially notable Christmas Day, being that it means to be born. I wonder if that has to do with nativity, which was the word of the day. I don't know if that recorded, but I wanted to make sure we know what the word of the day was. Alphabet Day. So use hashtag alphabet in your social media posts today. I think I'll have to repost this so I can put alphabet hashtag in there. It's good. It's good to do that. It's good to celebrate fun games with your family. Believe it or not, it's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. You think that it would have been last month? You think it would have been a couple of days ago? No. It's December 25th. It's National Pumpkin Pie Day. You're going to eat some pumpkin pie today? I think I will. I've got three parties to go to, and there's probably going to be some pumpkin pie bars, or some form of pumpkin pie celebrating National Pumpkin Pie Day. Use hashtag National Pumpkin Pie Day in your social media posts today. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Kingdom Landscape, you got to make your lawn look great year-round, and yes, they're working right now. Kingdom Landscape, call Austin Moxley, 317-296-3974, 317-296-3974. Phenomenal landscape work. Yes, I've worked on a couple of projects. Yes, free estimates. Yes, when I say great customer service, I don't say that lightly. I wouldn't bring it up on this wonderful show, the Matthew Reverend Show, not being in continual state of betterment, and tell you about a service that I didn't want to be in your life. Kingdom Landscape, Austin Moxley, beautiful individual and an asset to my reality, 317-296-3974. Get some landscaping done by Austin and his team. Phenomenal work, beautiful situation, 317-296-3974. Kingdom Landscape. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news, and together it creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Reverend Show. More caffeine is needed. That is a true statement. Matt, are you addicted? Yes, I am. How many cups of coffee you had today? I had one cup of coffee and this cup of tea, and I don't think that's enough for me. Headline, researchers build robot that can heal itself. That sounds weird. Let's read. Cornell University engineers have designed a small X-shaped robot with the ability to detect damage and restore itself. Back to functional condition. Heal itself back to a functional condition. I can read. The soft-bodied, interesting, machines utilize changes in light to determine where the researchers have cut it, which then triggers interlocking polymer chains in its skin to heal over the punctured area. Like a Terminator machine from the movies, the bot demonstrated it could survive multiple injuries, taking about a minute per puncture to self-heal and continue moving. The team hopes their research will allow robots to survive for longer in hostile environments like space. Space robots that can heal themselves. Now, so a practical application of this technology were to be, this might sound creepy, for them to inject them into your body. Matt, your body can already heal. Yes, but if they had these particular bots, I don't know how small they are. They might be nanobots. In your bloodstream, you would be able to heal faster. You would be able to take on damage and therefore get past it sooner. It's also kind of creepy because if these robots had some kind of sentientness to them, they'd be able to think and heal and understand that they are our subservience and maybe not like that too much and maybe not, you know, want to be so subservient, you know, like the Terminators, you know, Skynet, which is a real thing, Elon Musk. No, in a real way, we gotta think about how we want to handle technology as it moves forward. We want to know if it's the correct way to move forward. We want to have a public assessment, a self-assessment. You got to know whether if you want to be around those type of situations. It is quite scary. It is amazing. It is fascinating because you think to yourself, it won't bother me. It'll probably be around you and you won't even know it. Okay. It's probably already around you and you didn't know it. Not really. It's fun. It's fun to think about. It's weird. It's news. Weird news segment of the Matthew Urban Show. Guys, first of all, let's repeat. Jesus is the reason for the season. Then let's say go to church. Okay. Then look fly when you're going. Come as you are, of course, of course. But be festive. Okay. Wear red and green. Wear something beautiful. Why? Because you're giving homage to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was born on this day, and I'm celebrating his existence. And I'm so thankful to be with you. And I'm so thankful to be alive. And I'm so thankful for my audience. Let's dance. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah. Moving and grooving. Whoop, 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 whoop. Nativity is the word of the day. Don't let yourself get distracted by those self-healing robots. Fill yourself with joy. Fill yourself with hope. Those things are provided by the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born today. Little baby Jesus. If I was there, I'd probably have a little dance party. I'd probably be dancing just like this. And they'd be like, can you get out of here? You're ruining the moment. I'm like, no. I'll be in the field. I'm like, come on, shepherds. When you're done giving homage to the Lord Jesus Christ, let's have a little dance party. Now, I'm not trying to be blasphemous. I'm just trying to relate to the situation. The stars are aligning. Huge, bright light. Setting up a stage for baby Jesus. No, really. Jesus is the reason for the season. I love you. I'm going to continue to state of betterment. You are too. I love life. I love you too, Jason. You're a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. I gotta finish getting ready. Matt, you're already dressed. I'm not wearing any pants. Matt, come on. Live, real, and raw. You can only see the top part. That doesn't even matter then, okay? Like a lot of anchor people. I don't know how many of those folks are wearing pants, to be honest. How are you going to wake up that early in the morning? Now, anyways, no, I'm having a great time. I'm living my life. I got a lot of things planned today. Hopefully you do as well. I love you so much. God bless you. God bless America. Matthew Rayburn Show.